This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulidis called for strengthening and multilateral efforts to combat terrorism and the expeditious finalization and adoption of the Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism within the UN framework. In a joint statement issued yesterday during the state visit to the Cyprus president, both leaders urged strong and concerted action against all UN and EU-designated terrorists and terrorist entities, including those under the 1,267 UNSC Sanctions Committee. They underlined the need for cooperation to counter violent extremism and radicalization, terrorist financing and money laundering, as well as to prevent the exploitation of new and emerging technologies for terrorist purposes and to tackle terrorist recruitment. Both sides also called for eliminating terrorist safe havens and infrastructure, disrupting terrorist networks and combating the financing of terrorism through the United Nations and the Financial Action Task Force. They reiterated their zero-tolerance approach to terrorism, rejecting double standards, state-sponsored terrorism and any justification for such acts under any circumstances. The two leaders agreed to deepen defense and security cooperation, including through collaboration between their respective defense industries, with a special focus on cybersecurity and emerging technologies. Welcoming the India-Cyprus bilateral defense cooperation program signed in February this year, the two leaders underscored the potential for significant cooperation in the defense sector. The leaders welcomed the conclusion of the roadmap for bilateral defense cooperation between the ministries of defense of the two countries for the period 2026-2031. As India and Cyprus are maritime nations with deep-rooted naval traditions, both leaders encouraged expanding cooperation in the maritime domain. The government will launch a smart border project and make the entire border with Bangladesh and Pakistan impenetrable. Mr. Shah was addressing the Border Security Force Investiture Ceremony and Rustam G. Memorial Lecture in New Delhi yesterday. He said that the work is progressing towards creating an impregnable border security grid within the next year by integrating all kinds of technologies under the smart border concept. He said the ministry will soon introduce a smart border project equipped with drones, radars and modern cameras and other advanced technologies. The Home Minister said once this initiative begins, the work of the Border Security Force will become significantly easier and stronger. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations at the 19th Rozgar Mela through video conferencing today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Our correspondent reports that the Rozgar Mela is a key initiative, reflecting the Prime Minister's commitment to giving top priority to employment generation and converting this vision into reality. Central Bureau of Investigation has arrested another woman from Pune in connection with the NEET examination paper leak case. The accused has been identified as Manisha Havaldar, who had been appointed as an expert with the National Testing Agency, NTA. So far, 11 accused have been arrested from Delhi, Jaipur, Gurugram, Nashik, Pune, Latur and Ahilyanagar in connection with the case. The CBI has conducted raids at several locations across the country and seized documents related to the crime along with laptops, bank account details and mobile phones. Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has banned multiple unregistered finfluencers and entities from the stock market for allegedly running a social media-driven pump-and-dump racket. In an interim order issued yesterday, the market regulator said the operators brought small and mid-cap stocks artificially inflated prices by sharing unsubstantiated bullish tips on social media platforms and later dumped their shares at huge profits, leaving retail investors with heavy losses. The SEBI said the accused used platforms such as Telegram and WhatsApp to manipulate trading volumes and stock prices through misleading market recommendations. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Royal Challengers Bangalore by 55 runs in Hyderabad. Batting first after winning the toss, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted a massive 255 for 4 in 20 overs. Ishan Kishan top scored with 79 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.